We're going to confess what it means to be a Christian in the words of the Apostles' Creed as it is projected up front. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We ask the congregation to rise for a time of Christmas prayer. And a couple notes about two individuals we're going to be praying for, concerns in the congregation. The first is for Pastor Jack's wife, Joy. She did have heart surgery about a week ago. She is doing better, getting more recovery, and I think she's home now, I believe. But one thing that I want to share with you is that we have a card out in the narthex that we just love for you to sign. Just say, gosh, thinking of you, Joy, we love you. Whatever it may be. So as you exit, that's one thing that you can share. And then the other prayer request is for the Holroyd family. Tragedy happened in their family as their son Robert's girlfriend Quinn was found dead on Friday evening. And Ellen's not here today. She's going to be in Bend for a couple of weeks. We want to cover Robert in prayer. They also shared a child named Emmett together. And just cover that entire family with the peace that surpasses human understanding today. Let's go before our Heavenly Father in prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We pray for the church as it awaits the final advent of our Lord, that through it the message of salvation be proclaimed and the gifts of God be shared. And we pray for the nations of the world that we may know times of peace and may with thankful hearts enjoy the blessings we receive. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. As we anticipate the joy of Christmas, we pray for our family of faith and for all Christian people in God's kingdom around the world. Help us to share confidently the blessings that we know in Christ, both within our family circles and beyond them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those things needed by us as part of what we know to be our daily bread. We remember people with special needs and concerns this day, especially the hospitalized, the grieving, the unemployed, and all on our hearts for whom our petitions are desired. Lord, today we pray for Joy. Thank you for the protection granted her through her surgery. And now for that transition home, we pray that each day you'd bless her with your presence and give her a hopeful outlook for her recovery. Lord, we pray for the Holroyd family as they mourn the loss of Quinn, for Robert, grandson Emmett, for Jim and Ellen. Lord, as we think of answers and as questions come to mind, shift our thoughts or include in those thoughts your peace, a peace that goes beyond any kind of understanding that we could have. And may your love be with them. May you use us to share your love in words and in deed. Lord, we pray also for those on our prayer list today. John, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Daryl and Janine, Christina, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Liz, Pamela, Shane, Andrew and Emily, Steve, Sharon, Pauline, Aspen, Joy, Alan, and Sarah. Help us to share love without limit and offer forgiveness as we have been loved and forgiven by our gracious Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray that we will not succumb to the many temptations that surround us in this and every season. And we ask that we be delivered from every evil. inspired by and thankful for the witness of faithful Christians in time past, grant that we be led in paths of faith and faithfulness. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, we pray these things in your holy name. Amen.